From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
We have a special report today from the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Fertilizer prices appear to be on the rise again. While they haven't hit the record they reached in 2022, Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says some products, like phosphates, are climbing higher.
Really what we're seeing in this market, though, is volatility. And we think that will continue to persist as natural gas prices and shifting trade policies in other countries really are disrupting the markets and creating a lot of uncertainty.
Parham says there are two main factors driving up the cost of fertilizer for farmers and ranchers.
The big drivers are energy costs, mainly because nitrogen fertilizers rely on natural gas. And so other countries have had decreased production due to conflict as well as geopolitical disputes. Overall, there will just again be that uncertainty as, you know, the world continues to move around through these geopolitical disruptions.
She says the best way to prepare for increased input costs is to keep an eye on the market and be ready to pivot with changing conditions. For more information, visit fb.org. Mike Davis, Washington.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Virginia Cooperative Extension, which is conducting a survey of farmers located in Virginia within the Chesapeake Bay watershed. This is an opportunity to tell your story of what you're doing to improve soil and water quality. The voluntary survey is found at ext.vt.edu or your local office of Virginia Cooperative Extension. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Just enough time for our daily pearl of wisdom, and we've all heard this before, but it is oh so true. Never judge people by their relatives. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.